We're talking chills, thrills, and skills.
Goals of glory.
Potential prowess.
Adequate aptitudes.
That last one's not that impressive.
They're not all going to be winners.
All this and a good deal more after the break. Welcome back, all you beautiful people. We're talking chills, thrills, and skills. As always, I'm Nick. That's Eric. We're the Get Good Guys.
And this is the Get Good Guide. Well, a fine good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
I thank you. It's a little chilly this morning.
Yeah.
A little thrilling this morning.
Oh, I didn't know where you're going with that, but I was like, it's kind of warm, actually. So I don't know what you're talking about, but...
I needed it to be colder for
that
intro to
work. I was
going to
yes and you,
so I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
No problem.
We're talking about skills this morning, as we so often do, but we did a little Googling.
Mm. Yeah, we were wondering if there were skills that everyone might want to know. And we did a little Googling. What are the four most important skills that anyone should have? And we came up with some very important skills.
Yeah. Unsurprising.
Very broad in scope, for sure. These are things like communication and interpersonal skills, empathy, problem solving, things of that vein.
Yeah. Yeah, these are sort of, like you said, very broad. You could probably break any of those down into 12 component skills. And there's kind of no arguing about it.
Yeah, those are wonderful things to possess.
And we won't be talking about any of them.
No, yeah. Not at all.
We may, you know, sometime down the future, you know, talk about those very general things. But we tend to shy away from the overly broad.
Right.
And think in far more specific terms. And so we thought through a few areas, and we thought maybe we would break down some of those areas into potential get good goals or get good skills.
And even just to maybe spur your curiosity or spur your kind of inspiration for something you might want to do or might attach to a skill you're already working on.
Yeah.
Should we do one that's a little bit, a little like on the lighter side?
Sure.
What if you wanted to be more attractive as a person?
Yeah, as a human being. Maybe not necessarily to people that you wish to be romantically entangled with. But
or
just,
could be, right? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? You know, a popular person that people like being around.
Is there anything... Now, this could be a little bit biased, of course, depending on point of view.
Sure.
Is there anything that comes to mind to you? You feel like, you know what? If I see someone and they have this, I feel like, oh, that's a very attractive quality.
Yeah. So, well, I'll say this, right? I think that there's a double skill here.
Sure.
That work very closely in tandem. And it's a little bit counterintuitive because... sarcasm, sardonic wit, you know, a lot of times people who are funny, who can make you laugh, can make people laugh, are actually kind of unpleasant to be around, right? Especially if you're around them. So it's one thing to go see a stand-up comedian who has these really cutting commentaries, cutting remarks, very sarcastic. But I don't know that I would want to spend a ton of time with that person.
Yeah, if that was their kind of normal persona.
Right, And I think that working negative, as it's called, is a bit of a shortcut sometimes to being really funny. And some of the more brilliant professional comedians or people who are interesting to be around, they're just relentlessly positive.
Right.
About other people. You hear them using stock phrases. They're authentically interested in celebrating the people they're around.
One of the names that comes to mind in this realm is like Keanu Reeves, where everyone who talks about him, everyone who talks about him, all his interviews and everything are so sincere and so positive that he kind of is like this treasure to people. But in a way that's kind of like almost not human.
Right.
It, you know, it doesn't feel like approachable in, in a way where you'd be like, oh, that's a normal person. He's kind of so far afield from that, which is interesting, which is very interesting.
I think authentically wanting to know about others, right? It's one thing to, because you could teach that, you could learn the skills of saying like, oh, here are some pleasantries, or here are some questions. People like to talk about themselves, so ask them questions about themselves. But authentically, if you truly do, I was had dinner with a acquaintance yesterday, and this is a guy who just authentically wants to know about what's going on in your life and wants to hear, and he's so sincere, You know, so that sincerity and that authentic desire to understand you is a very attractive trait.
Yeah. Well, and the last thing maybe I'll say about this before we move on to our next one is it might be interesting to think about kind of what different skills might do along the path. So mm-hmm. for like first meeting people, mm-hmm. Kind of being perceived as kind of attractive or wanting to be around, those skills might kind of shift over time, like the comedian,
right?
Where if you meet that comedian for 10 minutes and it's like super enjoyable and super funny, that might be very, very cool and fun to hang out with. Mm-hmm. But like 3 months of it with might not be.
Right.
So that those things might yeah. shift over time, and you yeah. might want to apply different skills as you go.
Well, and there's even a personality profile called the hit and run artist, which mm-hmm. is like a person who everyone agrees is great, is a lovely, like a wonderful, hilarious, sure. fun person, but no one really spends time with them. Because they have learned, oh, I'm great for 15 minutes.
Sure.
And then after that, I get uncomfortable, or the people I'm around sort of, they aren't as enamored because maybe the things that I was doing to be great, they don't last.
Interesting.
Right? Or they don't carry, they don't travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this kind of like parlays a little bit into maybe the last one we'll talk about on the main feed, sure. which is increasing your own market value.
Yeah, this is an interesting question, right? We live in the United States in a market economy, in a capitalist economy. And so as a professional, you have sort of a market value, mm-hmm. right? Or your skills have a market yeah. value. And so there is always this question, how do you increase that?
Yeah.
Right? How do you become more valuable to potential employers or potential business partners or clients if you are, you know, an entrepreneur?
Yeah, and this is one that, you know, everyone, whether they're thinking about consciously or not, is concerned about.
Right.
Because who doesn't want to be more valuable to their workplace or their job or their, you know, any, you know, what value they can kind of accrue right. through this.
Right. Yeah, and there's a few different ways to handle this, generally speaking, from an economic sort of theory. Mm-hmm. One is to increase the set of skills that already makes you marketable,
sure.
right? So you can further yourself down the line. Now, we know the thesis of the Get Good Guide, which is that that's a very costly way of doing that,
yeah.
right? That's very costly. A less costly and potentially more efficient way is to increase the constellation, and we did mm-hmm. an entire episode on this, but to increase the constellation of skills around your professional skill set
right.
so that you, when compared to a person of equal skill
sure.
in your profession, you sort of stand out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this feels like a new idea, mm-hmm. I think to a lot of people, but there are a couple of traditional, I'll use the word traditional, kind of examples of this where people would say like, just don't leave until the boss leaves.
Sure.
Where it's like, that has nothing to do with your work,
right.
but they see you there, mm-hmm. Until they must be working hard.
Right.
They must be working hard, you know, that, or get there, show up early.
Sure.
These are things that like very traditionally people might give as job advice, that really have nothing to do with the job, mm-hmm. but have to do with like a surrounding set of skills, which would be, you know, being accountable or being, you know.
Yeah. Another way to, and this is kind of counterintuitive, to increase one's market value, you can try to be markedly better, mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm. at a skill set, but you can also be markedly different.
Sure.
And the example I'll give is, let's say, and I'm only thinking of this because I recently had an experience with it. Let's say you're an anesthesiologist.
Okay.
Right. And they all work in hospitals,
sure.
by and large, except for the ones that travel. And that's a very different set of skills, and the services that you provide are ostensibly still anesthesiology, but you're traveling. And so
sure.
you provide an avenue for people to access those skills in a way that didn't exist before. An easier example maybe is, let's say you're a business owner, you have different hours, right?
Sure.
Where you say, oh, hey, look, I'm a, we're an oil change place, but we open at 3 p.m. And we're open till midnight.
We don't close till, yeah, 11. That's interesting.
Right. And mm-hmm. so this idea of like, oh, there's a whole swath of the population that it would be a real inconvenience to try to go get their oil changed during a work, during normal
sure.
business hours.
Mm-hmm.
But you've changed nothing about, you're just changing
what
oil.
What you do, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. You haven't increased your ability at all. You've just made your market different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's that's kind of like almost automatic. Now, it takes some doing.
Sure.
Well, right. But it is, you know, something that changes or increases your marketability.
Maybe we should add that to our group of businesses we're going to open up, because it sounds like not a bad idea.
I'll tell you. And we've talked about it. My father and my sister are both dentists.
Yeah.
And my father used to work Saturdays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, obviously, right? It was so obvious in hindsight.
Well, and, you know, on top of that, that's, you know, however 20, 30, 40 years ago when that was even less common.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, my friends, we are well over time. So, Audrey, get the cutting room floor ready.
What have you
ready.
Let us do?
Get the cutting room floor ready. But we will continue on the Patreon. We may continue along the same veins, and we have a couple more items on the list to talk about. But we will see all of you in the outro. Well, gee, thanks, everybody. Sure do appreciate you for taking the time learning about these chills, thrills, and skills. We will be talking about a few more over on the Patreon, patreon.com/getgoodguide. You can also find a transcript of the main feed episode, or you can jump into the membership area and get access to those bonus content materials over at the center of the Get Good Galaxy, getgood.guide. As always, I'm Eric. That's Nick. We're the Get Good Guys.
And this is the Get Good Guide. What happened?
Take one. I don't remember the title. All right, wait.
Are we going to say the title?
You're going to...
Or we just say chills, thrills.
We're talking, right? We're talking chills, thrills.
Oh,
and
skills of import.
Well, then you just say skills twice.
Okay, we have to... So wait, we're talking chills, thrills, and skills.
Yeah, I've entitled the save file chills, thrills, and skills.
Oh, I like it.